What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, November 15th, 2016, halfway through the month, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. In fact, I'm probably not going to be able to take a lot of phone calls. I'm just going to give you that warning up front. And we've got, again, a lot of stuff to talk about here. Mike is in our control room and keeping us out of trouble here. Now, Barack Obama has finally started making noises in support, or at least in acceptance, of Donald Trump's presidency. And he's out there saying, you might as well get used to it. Trump is going to be the next president. Hillary Clinton lost. You might as well deal with it. And everybody is still looking for ways to explain away this devastating defeat for the presumed establishment president without having to acknowledge any of the real causes, which was Hillary Clinton's long history of crimes and corruptions and all the questions hanging over her head from the email server scandal and the Clinton Foundation scandal and all the rest of that. And so now the latest spin is, well, Trump was able to tap into a troubling strain of rhetoric to win the U.S. election. Now, Obama is off on his legacy tour of Europe. His last visit to Europe as president, he's going around visiting all these countries, making all these speeches, all of which are intended to cement his place in the history books. And he's out there, though, still pushing the globalist agenda and this idea of nationalism. Obama describes it as troubling. It's a troubling strain of populism. How dare we have a populist sentiment in this country? You're all supposed to be globalists now. And he even went on out and said that the majority of the American people are still supportive of globalism. And he's trying to rewrite what the history books are going to say about him. But worse, he is basically committing a diplomatic faux pas. Because traditionally, as power is transitioned in this country peacefully, the outgoing president is very nice to the incoming president. There's a tacit agreement not to criticize the new president by the old president for at least a year. But here we have Obama is already trying to undermine Donald Trump's nationalist agenda before Trump can even get into the White House, trying to salvage that whole new world order. And some people are asking if Obama is out there just making a joke for him to come on out there and saying that the healthy majority of Americans agree with my worldview on many things, just a week after the biggest loss for the Democratic Party in decades. And then Obama came out with a quote, we've got to guard against a rise in crude nationalism. So do you hear that? What's coming out of Obama? A love of your country, first and foremost, is now considered crude. And that's why you're all deplorables. And that's why we shouldn't listen to you anymore. We know what's best, a global economic empire. Now, Obama's tour is not going very well. Many of the countries that he is visiting, the ordinary people have suffered greatly under the advances of globalism and the refugee crisis and the rest of it. There are a lot of protests, and the Greek police actually had to use tear gas against demonstrators protesting Obama's visit to Athens. There were 7,000 people in the streets of central Athens protesting Obama. They don't want him there. They figure he's lost his job. You know, get on out and go, you know, go golfing or something. Over in Germany, the Berlin police are already starting to tighten up security ahead of Obama's visit there. Now, let's get back to these protests that are going on here in the United States. Certainly, I don't know what Soros thinks he's doing. Maybe he's just throwing a tantrum because he didn't get what he wanted. And like all money junkies, he tends to be very spoiled. He's used to always getting his way. And this time he didn't. And so he's funding all these left-wing anarcho-terrorists trying to sabotage Trump, undermine his victory, and basically at the risk of overthrowing the entire republic, a color revolution. And Dave Hodges did an interview with Mike Adams talking about this. It's over on YouTube, a one-hour discussion. So, that Soros is literally attacking our government. I mean, he lives here in New York. There's a protest planned outside of his home in New York for Saturday. Why isn't this guy being elected? If I were to come on out and advocate for the violent overthrow of the American government, I would be arrested and taken away. So why isn't Soros? Because he's not just advocating for it. He's out there writing checks to back it all. The purple revolution, the color revolution. And I'll tell you what, he's going to fail. He is going to fail for a very, very simple reason. These color revolutions in other countries have worked in the past because the general population was able to be propagandized into thinking that those who were committing the acts of violence and trying to overthrow the government were working on their behalf. Here in the United States, that's not the public perception. They're seeing all of these bought and paid for rioters as crybabies, spoiled brats, sore losers committing these acts of violence. They're not getting the support of ordinary Americans for what they're doing, and that's why this attempt at a color revolution is not going to be able to work. They're alienating the very people they would need to get the color revolution to work. Remember, they tried it in Iran in 2009, and it failed because the Iranian people knew that those who were causing this ruckus were not working in Iran's best interests, but in the interests of the West and the money junkies and the oil companies and so forth. We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We're talking about Soros' plans for a color revolution here in the United States of America and the reasons why it is likely to fail. And Soros and Western interventions in these other countries does have a high failure rate, roughly 50%. They're only batting 500 on these things. And I don't think they're going to get the traction here that they need to do. Now, the corporate media coverage of all these protests is, of course, very biased. Oh, these people out there, these illegal immigrants, they're just fighting for their right to stay in this country. Well, corporate media, illegal immigrants don't actually have a right to stay in this country. You're just making that up out of thin air. CNN angered a lot of their own people by mocking the Trump supporters who are being attacked. Say, oh, those poor white people, how bad for them. Ha, 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 ha. CNN drew a lot of criticism for that. Isn't violence wrong in all cases? Or are you making a big stink about violence only when it's being done by white people to black people? Because you don't seem to find a lot of reports of black-on-black violence, which is the majority in the corporate media, and you hardly ever see a mention of when there's black violence on white people. It's very filtered to push this racial agenda to try and split the nation. Now, there's a story over in thelastgreatstand.com where they're warning that Soros is leading Trump into a serious no-win situation, because if Soros is able to split the country and start a civil war, it almost doesn't matter how the war ends. Trump is going to carry that as his historical legacy. He was president during a civil war that was sparked, we will be told, by his election victory. And here's where it gets really interesting. Most of this violence that you are seeing is coming out of the city of Portland, Oregon. And Portland, Oregon. And everybody up there scratching their heads because Portland went to Hillary. They voted for Hillary. Why are you protesting Donald Trump's victory in Portland, Oregon? Well, it may have something to do with the fact that for whatever reason, the police are standing down. They're just standing back and letting the rioters do whatever they want to do. Smash windows, burn cars, whoop on pregnant women with a baseball bat, all the stuff that they've been doing. And again, Portland voted for Hillary. Why are you wrecking that city? Well, because there you can do it. And the counterpoint to that is apparently some of Soros' hired thugs tried to start a riot down in Texas. And they were committing property damage. The police arrested one of them. Some of these other protesters surrounded the police to force them to let the one guy who was arrested go. And that's when they found out you don't mess with those people in Texas. They deserve their reputation for toughness. And a lot of these hired thugs got face planted onto the cement and handcuffed and hauled on off. Treated like the criminals that they actually are. And you didn't see that on the corporate media because they don't want anything to discourage these hired Trump protesters. They got the Craigslist lads out there. Come on over. It'll be fun. You get to smash things and burn cars and you won't be arrested and so forth and so on. And it really is getting ridiculous. Over in the Twin Cities, a woman got arrested for driving under the influence. She was drunk. She ran into two other cars. Her blood alcohol level was way over the Minnesota's legal limit. And she said, oh, this is all because of President Trump. I'm so upset at his election. That's why I got drunk and got in my car and got into a crash. I mean, it's ridiculous. Up in Canada, there's a Jewish activist who found, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, a swastika sprayed on the front of her office, and she's saying, Trump's election is effectively permission for the white supremacists and the racists and the anti-Semites to do this thing. And I'm willing to wager a plugged Turkish lira right now that that's another hate crime hoax, because when they catch the perpetrators out there spraying swastikas on things, it usually turns out to be the victim. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just wanted to point out the contrast. Just about right now, 8 years ago when Obama had been elected, and nobody was rioting. The Republicans had lost. The conservatives had lost. But nobody was rioting, and the media was so euphoric that they awarded him the Nobel Peace Prize, which, of course, he turned out to be a complete warmongering a-hole. And here we have Trump, who hasn't made one decision, made really any appointments, and they are rioting in the streets. The president will not really disavow it. The candidate will really not disavow the violence. I'm talking about Hillary.
Yes.
What does he want to do? He wants to normalize relations with Russia and China when Mr. Nobel Prize had pushed us almost to the point of war. I mean, it's really absurd, Mike, really.
Well, let me back up here a little bit because even though I actually thought Obama was a slightly better choice than John McCain, I'm not willing to take the step to say that he actually won his election. When you go back at all the election fraud that has surfaced, whether it was Florida in 2000, Kennedy stealing it from Nixon, Nixon stealing his reelection, and all the fraud we saw today, how do we know that Barack Obama was just not a successful election thief in 2008 and 2012? We can't know that because our election system is not set up to actually verify what the people's choice was. We're in a situation right now where we know that some 3 million illegal immigrants voted, 1.2 million dead votes. Nobody's got any way of knowing how many of those computerized votes that were put for Donald Trump were flipped over to Hillary Clinton. We don't know because the system is set up to not allow people to double check what's going on. And until we have an election system that allows us to double check and verify what's going on, we can't say for certainty whether any election was actually won by anybody. As opposed to having had several decades of, we're being ruled by the most successful election thief. Remember what Stalin said. People who vote decide nothing. People who count the votes decide everything. And it seems since we've adopted so many of the other bad traits of Nazi Germany and Stalinist Soviet Union in our government, our election system, we can't assume Obama actually won. And I wanted to make that point. Now, he's had his two terms in office. He's headed for retirement. But we do know there's been massive fraud in this election, but there wasn't enough to overcome a landslide by the American people. And that's why they're freaking out. We have a political establishment that has gotten used to the idea that they can fake the elections election after election after election after election and keep the high offices for themselves. And all of a sudden, the American people just broke free, and they don't know how to deal with that. And that's why they're throwing all these tantrums.
What we do know for sure, you're right, we don't know the results of the election because it is so opaque, but we do know that we have proof, absolute proof, that the Bernie Sanders primary was rigged. And we also have absolute proof in contrast to the way the Republicans, when they lost in 08, and how they're handling the loss, the Democrats are handling the loss now. I mean, that's apparent for everybody to see.
And, well, it's not just that we have evidence that Bernie Sanders was cheated in the primaries. The DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz's own lawyers down in Florida are trying to get the courts to drop a class action lawsuit by Bernie Sanders supporters who are demanding refunds of all the money they gave to the Democratic Party. And these lawyers in court before the judge said, yeah, of course we were throwing it to Hillary Clinton. And those Sanders supporters should have understood that. Therefore, they're not entitled to refunds. I mean, the lawyers for the ringleaders are out there admitting in court, yes, they rigged the primaries for Hillary Clinton. She should never have been on that ballot.
You know, Mike, this morning, my wife, who's African-American, came in, and she's, of course, it's been very divisive this whole election within our household, but she comes in, and she is totally worried that Trump signals the rise of the Ku Klux Klan. And I went, based on what? What possibly? You're listening to MSNBC, but look how wrong they were the whole election. Look how misinformed you were the whole election. And now you're believing this? And by the way, why would he do that? One or two of his family are Jewish. You know, the Ku Klux Klan is not wild about them either. So, you know, I mean... Anyways, it's just...
Well,
let me
give you the argument that I have found to be most effective so far. When I've got somebody who's out there saying, you know, I need all I need to know because I listen to NPR or CNN or everything, and I said, you remember how the Nazis used to use the newspapers and the radio to lie to their people about how their leaders were really good and you just had to go along with the government agenda? And they'll say, yeah, I remember. Okay, do you remember how in Stalin's Soviet Union... they used the newspapers and the radio to lie to their people about how wonderful their leaders were and how they just had to go along with, you know, the government's agenda. And so, yeah, okay. Why do you think that the U.S. government under the Clintons is behaving any differently? And that usually brings them up short, and some of them will just get thoughtful, and the others will just say a lot of bad words at me, some of them in a foreign language, and stomp their feet and, you know, head for the exit.
Well, I am reluctant, but I will point this out. But the black community, which is being used by Soros, is the most useful of the useful idiots to these people. The most willingly used and the most willingly agitated and brought into play.
Soros actually said that in an actual interview. He was being interviewed, and he said the black community is the easiest to manipulate.
Yeah, well, it really is. But she won't let my wife will not listen to stuff like that, and you know she's a Rachel Maddow MSNBC junkie. And
well, you know there's an interesting article that we have on whatreallyhappened.com by a hardcore liberal who voted for Trump because their observation was that back in the 1960s, liberals really did represent the intellectual elite. The aware, the educated, the paying attention. But over the last 30 years, people who want to be seen as intellectuals adopt the liberal label, even though they aren't really very intellectual at all. And that was certainly the case with our friend over on the other side of the island, who's absolutely convinced that she knows everything that's going on in the world because she listens to NPR. And if she doesn't know something, it's not worth knowing. These people are not intellectual elites. They're, in fact, very narrow-minded and uninformed, but they're arrogant in their ignorance. They believe they're intellectually superior, and therefore they should not have to listen to you.
Mike, I'll let you go, but I can do this in 15 seconds. The guy, not Robert Creamer, but the other guy that Project Veritas had extensively and cheating and all that stuff on their tapes. Well, I can't, Vogel or something like that.
Yes.
He apparently is all over Twitter, or was, and they canceled his account, saying that basically these people are Soros people, the rioters that are going on now, and I wish somebody would give him a forum to talk about it. He'd be a really interesting guy.
Meanwhile, Twitter is letting the assassinate Trump and rape Melania tags surge on up, because obviously that's freedom of speech. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Peter. We'll be right back.
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, a couple of things. First of all, I'm looking at the news. They're still covering all these protests. And I find it absolutely laughable to see all these illegal immigrants out there with their Mexican flags screaming, Donald Trump is not my president. You're right, he isn't. Your president is a little further south. And I have a recommendation to anybody in the United States of America who wants to say Donald Trump is not your president. If that's the way you truly feel, leave the country. Because Donald Trump won the election under the rules by which everybody agreed to play going on in. He overcame the election fraud. He overcame all those illegal immigrants who voted and weren't supposed to try and put Hillary over the top. But if you're going to be in this country, then you're going to have to work within our system. It's just like Teddy Roosevelt said, you come here, you speak our language, you follow our laws. Donald Trump won the election. If you really feel you cannot live with a Donald Trump presidency, you can go to the border right now. Just a quick reminder, if you step into Mexico without asking their permission, they will put you in jail down there. All right, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? You know, thing is, I was in a reading on watching a little video. I couldn't really catch what comedian Wanda Sykes was saying, but she got booed off stage. I really think people are getting sick and tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric.
I think they're getting sick and tired of Hollywood liberalism. And again, this article that I was talking about is saying what happened is back in the 60s, the liberals really were the intellectual elite. But since then, anybody who wants to just have a holier-than-thou, I'm automatically superior to you, they say, I'm a liberal. Even if they're not intellectual, even if their college degree is in indigenous women's interpretive dance or something, they wear the label so they can feel good. I'm a liberal. I know what's going on. And yet every time they open their mouth, it's very clear they're totally clueless. They're what Stalin used to describe as the useful idiots, and there do seem to be way too many of them running around this country right now.
Well, you know, the thing is, I would like to start up a petition, even though I know you're not a Super Bowl fan, but Lady Gaga is supposed to be performing a halftime show at the Super Bowl in Houston, and I think the people in Houston ought to get a petition telling the NFL, we don't want Lady Gaga, the woman that supported Hillary that's into spirit cooking. We don't need that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, all we have to do is start making noises about, you know, not watching the Super Bowl game on TV, and they'll get that message, because the Super Bowl is like the peak event. All of the advertisers spend huge amounts of money to get in there, and if they start hearing that people are going to be turning off the Super Bowl because of Lady Gaga, I guarantee you they will come on down and say, okay, get somebody else in there.
Yeah,
you know, this is a time to start dictating policy with our wallets.
Well, another thing I noticed, the county next year, you've probably seen a video of the mother throwing a little 8-year-old boy out of the house because he voted Trump in a mock election at school.
Yes.
Well, she's getting a backlash in her community, and this is in Port Peck County, the next county next to me.
Well, it's not just the backlash from the community. She's now under investigation for child endangerment. The child has been taken over by the social services. And, you know, I think a lot of these people who are getting caught up in this hysteria movement are going to get a cold wake-up call. They're going to get the ice bucket challenge in the face when they realize that what they're doing is illegal. They're violating the Patriot Act. They're violating Title 18 section after section. And they're out there literally committing felonies, and they're talking about revolt against the government. These are very, very serious crimes, and they seem to be running around thinking it's okay to be doing this because somebody somewhere told them nothing bad's going to happen to you.
You know, the thing is, these protesters ever heard of the Insurrection Act?
Absolutely.
I mean, because this is an insurrection. This is not a protest. This is an insurrection. And like I say, we in Texas, we have guns, and believe me, they tried that down here, and not only in Houston, but in San Antonio and in Dallas, and people with concealed carries, and not here. So only
they got slapped down pretty hard by the police down there, and that's a good thing. And it sort of underscores the fact that for whatever reason, the police in Portland, Oregon, have been told to stand down and let these people cause as much damage as they can for the benefit of the corporate media cameras.
Well, I would just say all these protests are happening, these insurrections are happening where the cities are disarmed, too, so people
yeah.
cannot defend it. So, yes.
You noticed that, did you? All right. Well, listen, George, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to have to take a commercial. We got a few more phone calls waiting, and then we're going to close the lines because I got a bunch of news I need to get out there today. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a few more phone calls, and we're going to close the phone lines because I got a lot of stuff to share with you today. We're going to go to Jim in Honolulu. Aloha, brah. What's up?
Two things I wanted to talk to you. Hopefully you could address or comment on. One is actually involving the polls from the, and the other one involving Hillary. Regarding the polls, you know, they've been, you know, the mainstream media has been basically saying that they got it wrong and they've been backpedaling and all that. And, you know, if you think about it, looking at what both Trump and Clinton, where they, you know, what their internal polls were focusing, you know, their for them to focus their efforts on the battleground state that they were doing, particularly, you know, Clinton's polls, internal polls, because obviously they were telling her a different message than what the mainstream media polls were doing.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer that the mainstream media polls, they knew exactly what was going on, and they were just basically feeding the public. They took a position to go and feed the public, you know, the positive stuff that they were trying to spit out there in order to, you know, demoralize perhaps, you know, Trump supporters and all that in the process. It was a ill-planned strategic move by the media to do that. But I can't believe that, you know, knowing that what the internal polls were doing and forcing both the camps their efforts to do, the mainstream media was still spitting out their side of it. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, you're absolutely correct here. It was not a mistake. Despite what the corporate media is saying today, it wasn't an error. It wasn't a goof. We knew, even from the corporate media's own admission, they were deliberately oversampling their polls among people they knew or expected were going to be supporting Hillary Clinton. They were oversampling Democrats over Republicans, almost 2-1. They were oversampling into women and minorities until those numbers started to soften. This was intentional fraud by the corporate media. And I've been saying all along, polls come in two flavors. There are the internal polls that are trying to accurately find out what's going on. And yes, in the last few weeks of the campaign, they were painting a very dim picture for Hillary Clinton, which triggered some fights among her and her staff. The external polls do not exist to measure public opinion, but to try and shape it by convincing us that all of our friends and neighbors are going to go vote for Hillary Clinton. So really, you ought to do it as well. You don't want to be the standout in trying to rely on herd instinct to just corral everybody to go along with it. And it really didn't work this time because the American public don't trust the corporate media. Only 6% of them still trust that corporate media. And, of course, the corporate media is now declaring war on the independent media. They're out there saying, well, they're all the fake news, and the fake news is why Hillary didn't win. Google is now going to start punishing fake news websites by pulling their ads. I mean, all kinds of stuff. This is the beginning of an outright battle between the corporate media and the truth. Exactly. They're starting from a weak position to begin with, so I don't think they're going to be all that successful.
Exactly. My other comment, if you have just a moment, was involving Hillary. You know, in the 60 Minutes interview, you know, Trump seemed to indicate he was going to sort of back off. I mean, I know it was just an initial, to leave that initial impression, to not pursue things with her and the crimes and so forth that she and that she's done, as well as the foundation.
Hold it. You're, first of all, somebody's putting words in Trump's mouth. What he said was that the Clintons are good people, and they took that to mean that, oh, he's going to back off. Well, what Trump is trying to do is to get away from the accusations that are already flying that any prosecution of Hillary and her people is going to be done in a spirit of revenge. So he's trying to basically counter that. He didn't say that he's not going to prosecute. And we're hearing again that, yes, in point of fact, Trey Gowdy is going to be the new attorney general. Congress is still moving forward with their investigations. There are at least 5 FBI investigations that are going on. And when James Comey is replaced as head of the FBI, I want to see who Trump is going to put in there. But we could see these prosecutions go forward. Trump's goal is to reassure the American people these prosecutions are because of real crimes and not because he's out there taking revenge for what happened during the campaign. And for anybody who's been studying what's been going along, we know that's the case here, because the Clintons' crimes go back way, way before Donald Trump.
That's my point. You, I guess, kind of said what I was going to mention. I think, you know, this needs to be done. It's because not only, you know, the people that supported Trump definitely made that part of their plea, the chants and all the public speaking engagements, you know, regarding that. But also, I think it will hopefully dispel all these people who seem to feel that Hillary, you know, this election and all this stuff, all these, you know, protesting along that may continue. If they do find, you know, substantial, and they can literally come out and show that she was in this criminal act, maybe it'll help subside all this. Well, it seems to be that's, you know,
okay, Jim, unfortunately, for some reason, our phone connection is really starting to come apart, but let me do a couple of comments. I think successful prosecutions of Hillary and her people are probably going to cause people who were just sort of on the fringes to reevaluate what they were believing in, what the media told them. The hardcore liberal supporters, there's no way to get through them. They remind me very much of... when I worked in Germany in 1980, there was still these ancient Nazis still wandering around asking for spare change and insisting Hitler never did anything wrong. That's an artifact of the personality cult. The hardcore people, they can't admit to themselves that they were wrong. And that's an aspect of liberalism. If you're an intellectual elite, you must always be right. And therefore, if you were always right, then the candidate you believed in has to always be right. And they're going to get really, really defensive and really, really angry. And we need to, like, set up a little game preserve to put them all in so they can't harm anybody around them. But the hardcore true believers, there is absolutely nothing that you can show them. You could show them a video of Hillary Clinton dropping live kittens into a blender, and they would be absolutely certain that she was campaigning for safety in kitchen appliances.
That's interesting. Last thought, and I'll leave it with you, and I'll go because I know you got callers. You know, the chief of staff that Trump has picked, I heard another comment on, I guess I can't remember the station, that was maybe on TV that I was watching, that one angle on that might be that Trump wanted to keep this, in, you know, obviously he's got his good points that Trump sees, I guess, but Trump also wanted to keep him basically within his reach. You know, sometimes when you have a person who's more antagonistic, who had the, you know, maybe back in the day when he didn't support Trump and all that, Trump, you know, having this balance that he's got now between the two, keeping the individual on board would be better than to basically, because can keep, you know, more.
Okay, all right, Jim, I'm going to have to let you go because for some reason this phone connection is really, really bad, right, and you're dropping out an awful lot here. I think Trump is already thinking about his next campaign 4 years from now. I think he wants Priebus close at hand. You know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. But more important, by making Priebus chief of staff, it opens up the GOP to new leadership coming on in who is not going to be as antagonistic to Donald Trump. And I think that's a smart move on his part.
Not to worry about the establishment getting on board then through him.
Something like that, yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Donald Trump is not my president! Okay, no, I'm just joking about that.
Well, because you're up in Canada.
That's funny.
You're up in Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not going to tell you, it's not Donald Trump! Okay. So, I got to say, I'm really upset with Bloomberg News. There's a link on Drudge Report about something to do with populism, and they got a video that pops up right away. And the first thing it is it's a video clip of Donald Trump taken out of context, and Donald Trump says, quote, Donald J. Trump will stop all Muslim immigration. Okay, that's the end of it. That's it. Now, what that came from is when Donald Trump was complaining about the dishonest media, and he said that the media, he said, I said I will stop some of the high-risk Muslim immigration for a temporary period of time, but then when I get home and I look at the news, it says Donald J. Trump says he's will stop all Muslim immigration. It's like, I thought that the media would be ashamed of themselves right now. Like if you get caught in a total lie with your hand in the cookie jar, but, like, you get caught trying, like, treason against the people, lying to the people, shouldn't you be ashamed for a few minutes and just, like, be quiet?
No. When you get a job in the corporate media, your shame is surgically removed. And despite the recent mea culpas and apologies that we're getting from Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and all the rest of it saying, you know, yes, we were wrong and we promised to do better, they're right back to doing what it is they are paid to do, which is to try and control the minds of America. And remember, the reason the corporate media is paid the huge amounts of money that they're making is to sell you a war, a policy, a candidate, vaccines, GMO, global warming, what on ever. If they stop doing that, the big money goes away. And because of that, the corporate media can't stop being the corporate media. That's all that they know how to do. That's all that they can make money at. Those of us who are here in the independent media, we're not getting rich, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. We're not getting famous. We're out here doing the job that the corporate media is supposed to do. We're acting as watchdogs on government abuse, and we're calling the corporate media to account for its deceptions, which is why now the corporate media is out here declaring all of us in the independent media to be fake news. Oh, they're the fake news broadcasters. And I got to tell you, that really irritates me, because the corporate news was the ones who told you about Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania not carrying weapons, human-caused global warming, and they have the gall to say we're the fake news?
Well, let me just ask you this. Who was telling us the fake polls, and who was telling us the real polls?
That's exactly
right?
It.
So obviously, right? So these guys have no shame. They're not even intelligent. And look, if they can't pull this off when they've got the entire backing of a president on their side, of a justice system on their side, of the FBI on their side, everyone all corrupt on their side, if they still can't pull it off and we still expose them and we still defeat them, can you imagine how little hope they have now after a huge defeat, a huge demoralization for their base, a huge confidence boost for the truth movement, and a president that actually represents the people for once? They are toast. Now, I want to say something here about collaborators. Now, these guys, okay, if we have investigations and we find severe criminal activity in, like, obstruction of justice charges going against the FBI leadership, if we have, like, major treasonous type of charges coming against Obama and Hillary, which is possible, then we're going to be looking at collaborators. And now, the media that knowingly suppressed information, knowingly knew, knowingly lied to us to protect the criminals, they're going to be liable, even if they didn't personally assault anybody or personally steal or rape or pillage. The fact that they're lying and covering up for the people that are committing those obvious crimes, they're going to go down too.
You're absolutely right there. I mean, they're let me get a point in here. They're accessories after the fact to all these crimes being committed. Every single case where the corporate media was made aware that a crime had been committed and refused to report it, technically they're guilty of misprision of that crime. Like, you know, 22 years ago when I went to my friends who were in the West Coast hubs for the network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, and I went in there with all this information proving that there was fraud in the FBI's investigation of the death of Vince Foster. And they all said, oh, no, I can't touch it. It's my job if I do that. They knew, and they didn't report it. Technically, that would be considered misprision of the crime here. And, of course, the recent release by the FBI of their file on the Vince Foster case validated all of the observations I made 22 years ago. The gun found with the body didn't fire the shots that killed Vince Foster. Okay, then what gun did? I mean, the whole thing is really out there. And that's another reason why they're out there still pushing this. They're trying to hold this whole system together. And I think they're thinking they've really only got until January 20th to do it because, you know, they were all expecting by supporting Hillary Clinton that Hillary Clinton was going to crush down this upstart independent media that has been stealing so much of their audience away. They're not going to get that now. And the fact that Trump has brought in Bannon as his advisor, he's obviously sympathetic to the independent media because he came out of Breitbart. So there is a seismic change coming, and the corporate media sees itself as fighting for its very life, and therefore there is no sin too great for them to try and commit.
Right, and now that we're at the end game, I'd like to give a friendly, cautionary word of advice to everybody who's calling for the assassination of Donald Trump, is that if Donald Trump gets assassinated, I'm not going to condone it, but I'm just giving you a warning. People outside of our control and outside of the truth movement's ability to put a leash on are going to be coming after you personally, physically, at your houses. Everybody who's publicly calling for the assassination, you had better change course and do everything you possibly can to protect Trump right now and to discourage this, because even if you're not guilty of it, you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
I mean, here's the situation. Everybody who's out there on social media calling for the assassination of Donald Trump are committing a felony under Title 18, Section 879. It's a Class D felony. It carries major, major jail time. Right now, the legal, the laws applying to the president, threats against his life, now apply equally to Donald Trump. And that's one of the things that is so dangerous about all these liberals who are out there screaming all this stuff, is they're out there just flagrantly violating the laws of this country, and somebody somewhere has told them they're never going to be held to account for it. Well, I think under Trey Gowdy as AG, and certainly I don't expect James Comey to have his job past January 20th either. And especially if something actually does happen to Donald Trump, all these people who made these threats on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and everything are going to be rounded up and said, you're going to have to go to court. You're going to have your day in court for threatening the life of the president-elect.
Right. Do you remember that Domer, that one rogue person with a gun shooting some police officers, and how it shut down like an entire city and created a panic all over
yes.
the country? Okay, now, we're not a paid mob. If we feel like the rule of law has been so eroded that our country is being stolen from us after the assassination of Trump, there is a chance that a certain amount of us are going to break the law, but not. It's not going to be a paid mob of teenagers that don't know why they're out there. It's going to be a couple of crazy, rogue snipers with military training surgically coming after the ringleaders. It's not going to be
It could actually be a civil war. If they take out Trump, that could trigger a civil war. Got to let you go, Jim. Aloha, brah. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with the last two phone calls.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away,
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of stuff I need to get out here. Tim in Wyoming, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to mention, you were talking about citizenship and how people should only be they have allegiance to their own country, the country they live in or the country they came from and they're visiting somewhere else. Teddy Roosevelt actually said about people with dual citizenship, which happens to be a big part of our population today, people with dual citizenship have no loyalty to either country.
Yes.
I think that it's a paraphrasing of what he said, but essentially
I've got the exact quote right here in front of me. In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room here for but one sole loyalty, and that is loyalty to the American people. Theodore Roosevelt, 1907.
Ah, that's perfect. That's great. I think I remember reading that once upon a time, but that's awesome that that you had that at your fingertips and tip of your brain, so to speak.
It's a big computer.
Yeah, the computer too. Yeah, Google found it for you. Your outbrain.
No, now I actually have a graphic of it in my images directory, and I just brought that up. But it is a great quote. Roosevelt said so many things I absolutely agree with. His speech on the arena, that the person
right.
who's in there doing the work should get all the credit and not the one sitting up on the side saying, oh, he could have done it better, he could have done this, he could have done that. And
right.
that applies to Donald Trump
morning.
As well.
Sorry.
You know, we've got all these, you know, liberals and everything are whining and crying about how things could have been different. Well, they aren't. This contest was decided by the people who actually got out there and voted, those who actually got out there and kept putting out the truth about what the candidates really were in the face of deception by the corporate media. And now the corporate media is playing Monday morning quarterback and saying, well, you know, something went wrong, but it's not our fault, and you should go back to trusting us.
That's exactly what I was about to say, that about the Monday morning quarterback, you got that ahead of me. The fact of the matter is when people are sitting in the, as you say, sitting in the stands and watching the contest go on, you should do it this way, that way, the other way. Well, get out there and help.
Absolutely. Why I'm not a big fan of spectator sports. You know, the last spectator sport I had any interest in was synchronized swimming, but then my favorite team drowned.
Yeah, the same thing about people who play water polo except their ponies drown, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
okay, well,
all right, well, listen,
for taking my call.
Tim, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.